92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I am Mary Ellen Murphy. We're going to talk about Mulligan's Hollow, and I'm really excited. I have Abby Leatherman in the studio. She is the chair for fundraising and events on behalf of Mulligan's Hollow Ski Bowl Association Board of Directors. I didn't even know you had a board of directors, but I guess with something like Mulligan's Hollow, you would need to have a board of directors.
Definitely.
It's a big deal what happens out at Mulligan's Hollow. The kids like to be called hill rats, am I right?
Yeah, hill rats, park rats, yes.
Park rats. We were talking off the air about all the, there's a documentary here, all the different memories that people in Grand Haven and elsewhere have made at Mulligan's Hollow.
Definitely.
Think about it. Think about a couple going down the hill. Want to go to prom? Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's so many stories. So we're here to talk about how people can help Mulligan's Hollow, because you guys are in need. What are the needs right now?
New infrastructure for snowmaking.
Okay.
The underground, which is plumbing and electrical, mm-hmm. is over 40 years old.
That's old.
And most of the snow guns that we do have are 30 plus years old.
Okay.
So when we're snowmaking, we're running at about 30% capacity.
Okay.
And we have volunteers that work around the clock to make snowmaking happen.
Right.
And at the same time, they're constantly making repairs to keep people on the hill.
And I would imagine you're keeping, I mean, it's been a great winter, but people are on that hill all the time.
They are.
Yeah.
And when we do get perfect snowmaking temperatures, it makes it really difficult to produce snow.
It does.
In natural, it's just not going to happen on its own.
This is interesting. Now, do you ski on the hill or do you
Definitely.
Snowboard? You do.
I grew up skiing there. I learned to ski there.
This is awesome.
My daughter learned to ski.
Okay, I've
snowboard.
Had your daughter in the studio before. Okay, because I think about this because this is something I would like my grandchildren to get involved in. And one of the girls that was in here, she's like, oh, bring her up. I'll teach her how to go down that hill. So what we're going to do is you're going to have two phases to raise funds for Mulligan's Hollow.
Correct.
Okay. Phase one will be planned for summer, fall of 2026. To replace all underground plumbing and electrical lines, install a new pump system, pump house, lay the foundation for a modern, dependable snowmaking operation. The cost is, I'm looking at the numbers here, this is over $1 million.
Correct.
Okay. And you need $640,000 by February 28th, 2026 in order to order long lead materials and stay on schedule. Where are you at on this?
We are about halfway there.
You are?
To the 640.
Okay. Okay. The remaining $393,000 will fund installation in fall of 2026 once the materials arrive. Okay. So how can people donate?
We have our website, mm-hmm. mulliganshollow.org.
Okay.
We have QR codes you can scan, mm-hmm. Community Foundation, their website.
I wanted to know, are they matching funds for you guys right now?
They are.
Aren't they amazing?
Absolutely amazing.
They do such great work, and I mean, I love that they would be willing to do that. So the foundation with Grand Haven will match the funds. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. But that's, you got to raise some money by February 28th. So we'll do whatever we can to get the word out. This is what's interesting. People may want to say, why does this matter? Well, first of all, Mulligan's Hollow is a nonprofit.
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I think I know everything about this town. 80 local jobs each winter.
Correct.
700 to 800 lessons to teach kids each season, and that's something that lasts a lifetime.
And that's just private lessons.
Oh, you're kidding.
So that doesn't include leagues and group lessons and race lessons.
You guys provide scholarships?
We do. Many. We want everybody out on that hill. Everybody deserves a chance to be there and experience
it. I did not know that.
I
did not know that. And I know if there's a young kid that wants to ski and maybe they can't afford the equipment, you guys will do whatever you can to make that happen.
We do.
You do. Because
families, too.
Yeah. Because you love being out on that hill.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Now, phase two, planned for completion before winter 2027-2028, will replace outdated snow guns with energy-efficient models, maximizing snow output while lowering operational costs, because it will in the end. Phase two costs $462,000, bringing the total project to over $1 million, $1,495,000. It's a lot of money to raise.
It sure is.
So other than, I mean, people going, are you guys going to be doing like any kind of event to raise money? What's in the future?
We have an event on Valentine's Day.
You
this
do?
Month,
okay, what is it?
It's called Shred the Love.
Ooh.
And all the proceeds will go to the snowmaking campaign.
Okay, and where's that at?
Mulligan's Hollow.
Okay.
Event starts at 6 o'clock.
All right.
Key Hills are open at 7. It is a 21 and up night.
Okay.
So all the adults can come and they don't have to bend themselves around littles on the hill. We'll have a full bar, food, and raffles.
There you go. Why wouldn't anybody want to go to that? I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then you have like different sponsorships available, which is, I think this is really cool. You have something like a Snow Angel sponsorship, any amount, okay?
Correct. Every dollar adds up.
Yeah. I love this. I absolutely love this. A lift of joy, a warm heart. And then there's like Heal Hero sponsorships for any businesses that are listening. And one thing I will say, Abby, and I'm sure you've seen this in what you do, Ottawa County is a very generous community.
Very.
You know that. Okay. Sometimes all you got to do is ask.
Yes.
And people step up. But time is running out to raise this money. So I'm hoping that the Valentine's Day event will be huge for you guys.
Yes.
Will be a huge, huge event. So what I will do is I will put links to all of this in the podcast, and the QR code I can put in there as well. But yeah, it is past its prime. Well, you know, they had to raise a ton of money for the musical fountain. Look, things need to be replaced. Things continue to, our world continues to move, and we can't be using old snowmaking systems out there. Things need to, you know, you got to update things, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Stay with the times.
How old were you when you first went down that hill at Mulligan's Hollow?
4.
Oh, come on. Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I just want to go down on a sled. Can you go down on a sled on Mulligan's Hill?
You can. Okay. Other than the cardboard sled races during Winterfest.
I love it. I don't know if I could handle a snowboard. Do you snowboard too?
Not really.
Okay, your daughter does, but you don't snowboard. I love it. Yeah, it really is a thing, Mulligan's Hollow, and it's brought so much joy to so many people in town, so we'll do whatever we can to help support this and raise money.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, because it's so easy to forget about. Once spring and summer comes, we're all about the beach. You know what I mean? And I know Mulligan's Hollow still has different events and things that'll go on, but, you know, the need is still going to be there. So you should probably come back in the summer and we'll find out how phase one went.
Definitely.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do a follow up on how phase one went, and then we'll talk more about phase two. Is there anything else that we need to cover that you can think of?
Just come out, come see it if you haven't been there and experience it. And for all the people who know about it, I'm so glad you enjoy it. And we can't wait to have many more decades of it.
Well, I'll tell you, isn't that, I mean, we're going on, how many decades has it been around? What was it?
The 60s.
Wow. Oh, wow. Imagine the apparel, and the ski apparel was so cool in the 60s. Well, I know my mind goes everywhere. You guys could actually have like a display at the Tri-Cities Historical Museum. Oh, okay.
Definitely.
And there's a documentary and a book here. See, my wheels are spinning.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And all the details will be in that podcast at WGHN.com.